Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. Here is our co-host Steve Goldstein with the paper's editorial director, Phil Boas.
Arizona voters came very close to approving a recreational marijuana measure in 2016, and all signs indicate a similar measure would have an even better chance of passage if one makes the 2020 ballot. Today's edition of the Arizona Republic features a column calling on the legislature to craft its own proposal that would legalize marijuana, but potentially with more regulation. Phil Boas of the Arizona Republic is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about the possibilities. Phil, let's go back to 2016. What do you remember most about the recreational marijuana campaign and why legalization didn't quite make it?
Well, one of the important points, and we made a point of it on the editorial pages of the Republic, and that was that it was written by the medical marijuana industry, and it was going to serve all of their needs. But it sort of changed the question of whether we should legalize recreational pot to should we give a cushy deal to this industry. And Arizonans defeated it, but only narrowly. And it's only a matter of time. They're going to be back in 2020. They're going to craft a proposition. It'll be friendly to them. Mm-hmm. And so we're raising the question, and with a column by Abe Kwok, one of our deputy editors on the opinions pages, really rekindling the debate about whether there needs to be a strategic retreat by those who are concerned about the legalization of marijuana.
Yeah, Abe's point that I thought was interesting, you guys have obviously discussed, is whether the legislature and policymakers need to jump ahead and realize the momentum for legalization is there, so you might as well have more restrictions, more requirements in place.
Well, if you're going to fight legalized marijuana, legalize recreational pot, you're going to lose because we're seeing the encirclement of Arizona now. We're seeing states around us, California, Nevada, have passed legalized pot. New Mexico almost did it. They have a governor who is determined to do it. Even the nation of Mexico has now had five Supreme Court rulings that have knocked down and undermined the constitutionality or called in question the constitutionality of prohibitions against legal pot there. And that's a signal to all of Mexican courts to start knocking down those laws. And so all around us, it's changing, and it's only a matter of time.
So what are some of the recommendations, perhaps, if the legislature were to put in policy requirements that would be different from what the marijuana industry would write themselves in a measure?
Well, so the last readout, if you don't like the legalization of recreational pot, is really a regulation. Mm. And you're not going to get to do it if you turn that over to and just allow the industry to write the proposition that then gets passed and then is protected by a supermajority. You would need a supermajority to overturn it in the future. You wouldn't be able to regulate it or correct problems with the law. So you're going to have to get in front of it. If you're a Republican lawmaker and concerned about this, you're going to have to get in front of it and you write the ballot measure that is going to control that, is going to put down regulation that, for instance, protects children from getting it in a black market kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So,
since there is the momentum to legalize it, if we look at California, we look at Oregon, talked about New Mexico as well, why is there the momentum for it? Is it based upon personal freedom? Is it based more on bringing in tax revenue? What is it?
It's now bipartisan. So Gallup has done polling on this, and just last year their polls showed that now a majority of Republicans support the legalization of marijuana. Part of that is the consideration that the war on drugs hasn't worked, that it creates more problems than the medical problems and social problems you create with legalization. So that was sort of the intellectual backing behind it. 75% of Democrats are for legal pot. Independents are largely in favor of it. It's just, I think, 60-some percent of Americans support it. So it's just on its way.
So is opposition at this point, at least the vocal opposition, those who are from the, I'm going to say, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions' camp, that kind of thing, where it is sort of the old school, we're hardline against drugs regardless.
I can understand it. You don't want to give up the fight until you have to, but it's getting to a point where you're going to have to. Otherwise, you're going to have an emboldened and a very rich marijuana industry that's going to have enormous power in the future. They're going to write the law, and then they're going to defend the law with lobbying power, with a lot of big dollars. You're not going to be able to push back. So you're might be your last chance if you're a conservative who's concerned about the legalization of a street drug to do something on the regulation side.
Do you expect to see competing measures, one from the legislature and one from the marijuana industry on our balance?
I think if the legislature is smart, they'd put up a competing measure and make the industry's proposition work for passage.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's any momentum for that? I mean,
I don't see any right now.
Yeah. Cool Boys, thanks.
Hey, thank you.